Yeah, it was part of the game plan, and you know, that's something that I'm good at. You know, that we, you know, coach told us get in line of scrimmage. You know, big back like, you know, Eddie Lacy, you got to get vertical with him so you get him moving sideways. And once I was able to do that, you know, mess up, clog up some of the lanes and get off and help the tackle. Yeah, you know, just that's what come back to watching film, you know, listening to everything, every little thing, because guys, a lot of players don't, you know, realize, you know, you watch film, you see the plays, and you watch the voiceovers, you hear the quarterback's cadence, and once you got a feel for it, it's just like practice, getting there, time it up, and hit it, stay low, you know, run through.
It's just all in together. You know, it's just, it takes all of us collectively as a group, and that's what good defense is about, just a group. It's not about, you know, one individual guy. Our group collectively is playing really good.
I wasn't even thinking about it, really. We still thought they would be heavy in the run game. So with the third quarterback coming in, we felt like it would be even more runs. So it wasn't a thought that went into my head when the other quarterback came in.
Well, you know, we knew that they were going to run the ball primarily, but with Seneca back there, you know, he had an added advantage of being able to run himself. So when he went out, you know, I think, you know, we just pretty much didn't know what to expect. Like you said, we just wanted to play football, and whatever they threw at us, you know that we would come back and hustle to the ball and play fast. And we really can't go wrong. As a nickel, you know, most times your back's turned by the balls coming out, so a lot of times you got to be underneath or undercut a route, taking a big chance, really, on doing that. So when it was in the red zone, I knew there wasn't much field behind me, so I was able to do that. Made a play, and it turned out good.
Nah, I mean, it didn't change at all. I mean, the offense is going to be the same offense, you know. But he played good for him coming in. Nah, I heard he hasn't thrown one NFL pass, but for him coming in and playing, you know, confident, he looked calm back there. I think he played a good game. Yeah, but don't break, man. If we get down there, you know, you just got to build a wall, man. So we take pride in that, man. Keep them, if they even get there, we want zero, but keeping them at three, man, is good.
It was my first start, you know, of my career. A lot of guys didn't know that. They was asking me after the game, like, man, you played pretty well. I was like, that was my debut, and I guess that was a pretty good debut. I didn't get my hands on the ball. You know, every DB wanted to intercept every play, but I think I played well, you know, basics and fundamentals, stuck to the game plan. So as the game went on, I started saying this is like practice. You know, it's just like practice, easier than practice. I was so anxious last night, man. I was up at like 3, 4, 5 in the morning, like kept waking up, looking through my playbook and just trying to see if I can get an edge. But when I went out there, I was like, man, it's just football, you know, so